Good evening, Audioboo. It's Chris, Pilgrim Chris here, and I'm just contemplating empty spaces. And the reason I'm doing that is because I'm sitting in one. At the moment, I'm sitting on a garden lounger chair in my living room, it being the only piece of furniture left in my living room. Yesterday, the YMCA came and took all the furniture. I donated it all to the YMCA. My washing machine has gone back because it was on rent. I rented my washing machine. And the house is looking quite bare, although there's still lots of bits and odds and sods I've got to get rid of yet. But I'm contemplating empty spaces while I'm sitting here. And as I journey forward into my new pack life, living out of a backpack, I'm just thinking about what it means, what empty spaces mean, and are spaces really empty? All my memories of this particular living room that I'm in now stretch back to 2001, when I first moved into the property. And in that time, I moved in with my then wife and two children. My daughter would have been around about 3-4 years, about 4 years of age then, I think. And my son was barely one. For my son, this house is the only house he's ever known. He grew up here. He spends a lot of time here, even now. And he came around yesterday when the furniture had gone after school. And it was an awkward moment because it's not just my house, it was also the house of my children. And certainly my son has a strong affinity with this house. And it was quite emotional for both of us. He looking around the walls and the room to see all the familiar pieces of furniture that he grew up with, the paintings, the artwork, everything gone, and just a shell of a room. He sat on the floor because he wouldn't sit on the chair, and I sat on the chair and we spoke. And as I'm sitting here, I've just come back from having a meal with a friend, and as I sit here, I realise that even though the room is empty, it still holds a lot of memories for me. And we take memories with us wherever we are. And I was watching a programme, the Chelsea Flowers Show, at the house where I was having the meal this evening. And there was a garden on that show that was sort of done in aid of Alzheimer's disease. And they were talking there about this garden that was created. Was a garden of memories. It was inspired by the memories of the designer of the garden. I can't remember his name. And he was talking about how we lose things along the way, and the only thing we have left are our memories. But as long as we have our memories, that's where our life is. Our life is within us. But he was also talking about Alzheimer's and how memories fade for sufferers of this particularly terrible illness. And that must be an awful thing. That must be true emptiness. If your memories are taken away from you, what do we have left? It's the memories that make us who we are today. It's memories that we strive for. We're looking for things to fill a void in our minds, in our souls, in our hearts. And those things are memories, really. As I go and get ready to venture forward into a new life, creating new memories, I'm struck by all the memories I have up until now, sitting here thinking about my life, thinking about the many, many wonderful things that have happened to me along the way. Over the past few days, I've been struck by the things that haven't been so good that have happened to me along the way. And that's part of the process of this clear out of my life that I'm doing, this clear out of the material, the reminders of my life, as I really make space for new memories, or at least open some doorways, open some rooms ready to be filled with new memories, but not locking the other rooms away. I would hate to lose my memories. I can't imagine what that would mean to somebody who does. I can't envisage what it would be like to have an empty mind. My house may be empty, and the life I know it, or have known it, is emptying. But I carry them with me, always in my head, in my heart, and in my soul. And that's a good thing. I don't want to dwell on past misfortunes, negativities. I want to take the positive memories with me. We need the negatives, of course. We need to experience both positive and negative emotions, experiences, because they help us grow. We can learn from them. But when I'm going to be walking alone in the hills, spending many, many nights in a tent, wherever that may be, on top of a mountainside, in a valley, in a park, in a town, wherever that is, it's my memories of my life up to that point that are going to keep me going, and also are going to motivate me to move forward, to experience more. Thanks for listening, and as always, if applicable, God bless.